gracious God, may these words be faithful to the written word and lead us to your living word. Amen. Good morning and happy Mother's Day.
Good morning.
Mother's Day to you.
As a mother with children at varying ages, I have become very aware recently of how much we end up waiting for things throughout the whole course of our lives. Just right now in my family, my littlest one, Charlie, is 5, and he is eagerly waiting to go to kindergarten next year. So every time we see a school bus, we have a whole dialogue about when he will get to ride the bus and how exciting this will be. He'll be going to Barnstable, West Barnstable School up the street where they used to have an awesome playground that is in the process of being replaced, and he's so excited and can't wait to go to BWB and play on the playground. Teddy is 12, just turned 12 last week, and having two older teenage sisters means that Teddy is desperately waiting to get a cell phone. And there's a lot of mental energy that goes into figuring out how to persuade me that he needs a cell phone now. Phoebe is 13 in 7th grade and will go to Barnstable High School next year, which she is eagerly waiting for. She's very social and loves the idea of a big high school, but she also is very athletic and is eager to try out for the volleyball team and for the basketball team. So she's waiting for that process of waiting some more to find out if she'll make these teams. And then Sophie's 16 and a half and has her learner's permit. So we are all eagerly waiting for her to get her license. But she's entered that phase of life already. She took the PSAT this year, so she's getting a lot of college materials in the mail. And so that process of waiting to know what the next step will be for her has already started 2 years before she'll graduate. It's incredible how much pressure they put on children these days. And of course, we all know that waiting does not end when we get to college. It's just a different kind of waiting as we mature, waiting as we move into new jobs or transition away from full-time work to part-time work or retirement, waiting to know what that will be like for us. Waiting because you or a loved one are facing difficulties with your health, wondering about the outcomes of tests, waiting to have the tests, waiting for the results, waiting to feel better. In our friendships and in our families, there may be a time of waiting for reconciliation if there's a strained relationship or a friend that you haven't seen for a while and you're just waiting for a chance to reconnect with them in some way. We spend a lot of time as human beings waiting. And liturgically, the church marks that very pointedly and purposefully a couple times a year. In Advent, the whole season is about waiting and preparing for the Nativity of our Lord. And we talk a lot about what that preparation might be like, how we can wait intentionally during that time. But we're always so grateful when Christmas comes, when the baby's born, when the waiting is over. But then in Epiphany season, we're waiting for Lent. And then in Lent, we're waiting for Easter. And here we stand a few days after the Feast of the Ascension, where Jesus has ascended into heaven, and we're waiting for the Holy Spirit. I think when we pay careful attention to all of the cycles of life, we're waiting for spring to come. We're waiting for the pollen to clear from the air. As human beings, I think one of the most profound challenges that we have is learning how to wait. How not to have our attention drawn so much into the future, either with hope and expectation and excitement, or with fear and worry and anxiety, that we lose the gift of the peace that comes in the present moment. The revelation to John the part that we have this morning, are the very last words of the Bible. The whole Revelation deals with waiting for the second coming of Jesus and how the people who are waiting for our Lord during a time of great oppression and great hardship can have that vision of hope of the new Jerusalem, being sure that everything is wrapped up in the loving care of God. But to me, the most profound words of comfort and hope that come in that last reading of the Bible are characterized by the repetition of the word, come. Come, you who are thirsty for the water of life. Come, you who seek the Lord. Come, you who are worried. Come, you who are lonely or sad or grief-stricken. Come is the radical and simple invitation of God. So how do we come to the Lord? How do we find ourselves approaching God as a source of comfort, of peace, of hope and joy in the midst of all of this waiting in our lives? The answer will be different for each and every one of us. And perhaps the starting point for you today might simply be to ask God in prayer, Lord, what does it look like for me to come to you? How can I hear you beckoning me? Come, come, come. So perhaps that's your starting point. Or maybe you have tasted the little bits of peace and joy and comfort that God breathes into your life, but we lose track of what they might be. Perhaps you know that you come to the Lord in silence when you have 15 minutes to sit with a cup of coffee in the morning before things get going. But it's so easy to not get up early, not to spend that time listening for God calling you, come. Or perhaps you know that running and the endorphins of exercise or walking in nature or playing tennis, perhaps you know that exercise is a place where you feel peace and calm and joy. But we get busy and we don't make time to take that long walk in the evenings. Perhaps for you listening to music with no other agenda than simply enjoying it is where you hear God whispering, come, come. Our invitation today is to open our ears and our hearts to hear God calling us so tenderly and lovingly and urgently. Because God knows how hard it is to wait. God knows how deeply we long to be reunited with God and to have that sense of peace, that radiant joy bubbling up in us like a fountain. So on this day, I hope you will find or ask for whatever it is that allows you to hear God calling you. And may you hear that call so personally that you have no doubt that it is Jesus saying to you, come, come to me, my beloved. Come to me and receive my peace. Come to me and experience my joy. And then from that place, we can return to the waiting, transformed and renewed.